Tombs Without Bodies, written by Susan K. Quinn, narrated by Emily Ellett. Tombs Without Bodies. Aaliyah caught a whiff of bot before she saw it. Galen said everything smelled the same in 99er territory, all concrete, steel, and leftover fossil fumes. But he didn't go reparation hunting like she did. He didn't poke through decaying shops, finding treasures the 99ers forgot about when they moved into their tower mansions, doing whatever the super rich did with their time way up in the air, above the fumes. The shops are like museums of the 21st century, she told him. He just kissed her and said, "They're tombs without bodies, Leah. Leave them be." But she couldn't. Curiosity was a strange beast, and she gave it free rein when she could spare the time from chores and study. The Greenbelt was her home, but the city called. And just because Galen warned her didn't mean he'd hold her back. That's not what you did with someone you loved. So here she was again on a bright summer morning. And when the distinctive scent of a maintainer bot, electric sizzle with a hint of burnt solder, drifted past her nose, she knew it was a lucky day. She powered down her skater and strapped it to her backpack, solar side out. She'd need the recharge to get home anyway. She was miles away, deeper into the concrete canyons than she'd ever gone. But a bot was rumbling down the street, and she was going to score. Maintainers didn't care about her, generally. They went about their business of repairing the lights that lit the sky and hid the stars for no reason. White-yellow lights that burned through the night on empty streets. Red-yellow-green ones that negotiated turns for nobody. Someone was breaking them, but it wasn't her. Maintainers kept busy, but delivery bots were more common. They were bigger and harder to crack, though, plus more likely to summon the hounds if attacked, so she favored the maintainers. She'd never seen a human in the city, not even another Greenbelter like her. The 99ers were here, but always unseen. Just their home lights, up on the top floors, yellow eyes out over a city they never came down to visit. Didn't have to. Their bot legions brought all the goods. Modern stuff that did something, she was sure. Just didn't know what. Aaliyah preferred the older stuff anyway. But a good battery pack reparated from a maintainer bot would make her day. And Auntie Rachel's, when Aaliyah brought home more nighttime power for her library. Her reparation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?